Well, the results of a one-of-its-kind soil health study in the Central Valley is now available to all growers to read about. The Five Points Tillage Study was carried out over a period of 20 years. UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell tells us more about the study being published in the quarterly UC Journal, California Agriculture.
It took 20 years for us to get to the point where we finally had some summary data and information that was worthy of publication in a peer-reviewed journal there. So yeah, we're very, very pleased. We're very glad that this is now out there. And if I just summarize what we've done now for these last 20 years, beginning way back in 1998 out in the research center at Five Points, California, we evaluated four systems. We evaluated conventional tillage without a cover crop, conventional tillage with a cover crop. Then we did no-till without cover crop and no-till with a cover crop. And we started off with tomatoes and cotton because at that time anyway, cotton was still a very, very important crop in the San Joaquin Valley. And then we later on diversified the rotation. But yes, we were looking at the impact of those experimental treatments on soil function, or the buzzword these days is soil health. And we started with the rotation of tomatoes and cotton, but we diversified into garbanzo beans, sorghum, and melons later on in the study.
Over a period of time, you can see that, again, working the land and then with limited or no-till is that, well, eventually it looks like you can achieve the results you want when it comes to growing a crop.
John, that's exactly right, and that's a very important point there. And I guess for your listeners, I got to point out, and if you take a look at the article, you'll soon see this. We struggled. We failed early on. We could not establish cotton crop in the field very well, and for the first 3 years, we had suboptimal yields in cotton. And after a while then, the next 7 years of growing cotton in this approach with cover crops and no-till, we had yields that were exactly comparable to the standard conventional tillage.
Again, that's UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell talking about the study being published in the quarterly UC Journal California Agriculture.